So this is a boo. I do apologise, I have a run of sneezes. But anyway, this is a boo, ostensibly for Patty Pishba. And I'm standing in my garden in England. And it's been storming a lot recently, but tonight, the skies have cleared. And I'm looking upwards, and I'm looking at the plough. I'm looking at glinting stars in a spotless sky. And I'm running around my garden with no socks on, so I can feel wet grass underfoot. And tonight, I just finished reading a book tonight called Stone Junction by Jim Dodge. And second time I read this book, there's a reason I love this book, is in this book, which was written sort of, I think, 1990, so before the internet as we know it took shape. But I advise you to read it, but ostensibly it talks about a network of magicians and outlaws. And this guy can tap into this huge network of these mad people. Which reminds me, or resonates with me, because a year ago I was a programmer and a writer and a few other things. And I'm still those things, but now I have this massive network of people of all kinds, journalists, writers, programmers, bloggers, media people, you know, scientists that I can draw on. But all have heart. All the ones that I've attracted to me have heart. So this book is now become part of my life, like an operations manual for my life. So I finished reading that book tonight, and I started reading a book called The Rorschach Texts. And I usually have a rule that when I finish a book, I wait for a day before I pick up another one, so those, the energies of the book I was reading don't conflict with the one I've started. And I just realised recently that's an artificial constraint, so I don't ever stop reading. I finish reading a book, and I start reading the next one almost immediately. And The Rorschach Texts by Stephen Hall has blindsided me like no other book has for quite a while. Subconscious, it's perforated a hole through my subconscious. It's a mystic tome, a codex, and I can't wait to go and read it again. But anyway, I'll wind it up. I'm running around, wet grass between my toes, clear skies above, looking directly at this monumental tree which sits across a field, across from our garden, like something from the Wicker Man that I have an urge to climb. I'm not going to do that tonight. But Pishba, Patty, thank you for being part of my ephemeral peripheral network. You're one of these people, like Phil was, like Christian was at one point, that I communicate with and bond with over the wire. And when we eventually meet, just saw a shooting star. Fuck me, that's awesome. When we meet, it becomes one of those hallucinatory moments that I'm looking forward to having. Peace out, sister. See you soon.